You know, they're always talking about inventing a universal language. Let me tell you, whenever I think of this, I think of my old man. What a picture. I see my father sitting at the kitchen table. He is opening a can of beer. He'd take that first big swallow of beer on a hot, steamy day, and there was just no kidding. You knew exactly what he thought. He didn't have to say a word. Just that big swallow. Oh. Now, that is a universal language. And if you want to try it tonight, friend, you try Rheingold Natural Beer, because that natural taste is one of the most universal of languages that man has ever created. And they put all the ingredients that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. Oh, what a taste. Natural taste. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey, of course.
was El Galadoro. The Sarasota Sax is recorded about 5 years ago. So he was just a lad of 90 when that was recorded. And Al will be playing tomorrow and Sunday at the Empire House Restaurant in Gilbertsville, New York. And if you want to go there, well, there's my Radiola blog. Also, you can call information in Gilbertsville. I don't have the Radiola page right in front of me on the internet. I should have written down the number, but it's worth going out there. It's just down Route 8, and you head over a bit, and just, you know, if you can't navigate with it, maybe you don't want the internet, but sometimes it's very helpful to find things or to get lost more easily, whichever you prefer. But he's playing from 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, and 5 to 8 on Sunday at the Empire House Restaurant in Gilbertsville, New York. So if you want to go see a guy who's still navigating in his 90s and doing a wonderful job, amazing, national treasure all the way, this guy. And I commend him definitely to your eardrums. What a man. And we're going to continue now with, since we just played something from this century, we're going to go back 2 centuries. Well, let's say a whole century and change. Here's a song that is off and I'm not bragging, though, I just happen to have this, a Berliner record from 1900 called Down Deep Within the Cellar. And I'm going to do something now, which I don't normally do. I'm going to read you the lyrics, only because if you know what the lyrics are before you hear this, what the guy's singing, you'll be able to understand him better. He changed one or two of the words, but it does sound a little bit more, you'll say, what the heck is he singing? So here are the lyrics, written by John Oxenford, and this was published in 1872, an old German drinking song, which I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the title of, but it was called Down Deep Within the Cellar, and the copy that was in the Library of Congress, which is also linked to my Radiola blog, to that song title, was also registered in 1900. So there you go. It was having a revival in 1900. Always very popular among bassi profundi. Here are the words. Down deep within the cellar, here against a butt I rest, sir. My heart of every care I clear and swear I'll have the best, sir. The cellar man taps any cask I choose. By nod or winking, he fills the glass. He loves his task as I love drinking. The demon thirst I could withstand, nay, if I could, would kill it. I therefore take my glass in hand, and with good liquor fill it. The world then wears a hue so gay, it nearly sets me blinking. All evil thoughts I scare away, while drinking.
But I rest up my heart of it. I fear and swear I'll have the best part. The sail of man that early test I choose by not or I swear,
at a Sun Record. Talk about the shade of the sheltering palm. Praise the bamboo tree with its wide-spreading charm. There's a little bush that grows right here in town. You know its name, it has won such renown. Often with my sweetheart just after the play, to this little place then my footsteps will stray. If she hesitates when she looks at the sign, softly I whisper, now Sue, don't decline. Come, come, come and make eyes with me under the Anheuser bush. Come, come, drink some Budweiser with me under the Anheuser bush. Hear the old German band, just let me hold your hand, yeah. Do, do, come and have a sign or two under the Anheuser bush. Come, come, come and make eyes with me under the Anheuser bush. Come, come, drink some Budweiser with me under the Anheuser bush. Hear the old German band, just let me hold your hand, yeah. Do, do, come and have a sign or two under the Anheuser bush.
Summer is here. Let's take a trip on a schooner of beer down to the Isle of Bohemia, so gay. It is situated in Pilsener Bay. Anchor where schooners sail over the bar, where each good fellow is called a Jack Tar. Just take your sweetheart when down there you roam. She will be your pilot when you're drifting home. We will sail, sail, schooners that pass in the night. Let us sail, sail, sail. And if we don't get shipwrecked, we'll stay till daylight. Ahoy, ahoy, a cargo of joy. See the schooner sinking while weary eyes are blinking, and many brave hearts are asleep in the deep on the schooners that pass in the night. Now when the weather is stormy at night, Rosskeller lighthouses guide you aright. Good fellowship tows you to each resort. If your girlie calls for wine, show her the port. Wurzburger River flows into the bay, and the tide always comes in, so they say. Drink till you sink, and don't worry or fear. You will always find there's a lifesaver near. We will sail, sail, sail on the schooners that pass in the night. Let us sail, sail, sail. And if we don't get shipwrecked, we'll stay till daylight. Ahoy, ahoy, a cargo of joy. See the schooner sinking while weary eyes are blinking, and many brave hearts are asleep in the deep on the schooners that pass in the night.
I love my country, indeed I do. But oh, that war has made me blue. I like fighting, that's my name. But fighting am the least about the fighting game. When Mr. Hoover said to cut my dinner down, I never even hesitate, I never frown. I cut my sugar, I cut my coal, but now they just deep in my soul. I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the alcoholic blues. No more beer, my heart don't care. Goodbye, whiskey, you used to make me frisky. So long, highball, so long, gin. Oh, tell me when you're coming back again. Blues, I've got the blues. Since the amputation, my blues. Lordy, lordy, war is, well, you know, I don't have to tell. Oh, I've got the alcoholic blues, some blues. Prohibition, that's the name. Prohibition drives me insane. I'm so thirsty. Soon I'll die. I simply grind, evaporate, I guess that dry. I wouldn't mind to live forever in a train. If my thirst had only let me quench, and not with Bevo or ginger ale. I want real stuff by the pail. I've got the blues. I've got the blues. I've got the alcoholic blues. No more beer, my heart don't care. Goodbye, whiskey. You used to make me frisky. So long, highball. So long, gin. Oh, tell me when you're coming back again. Blues. I've got the blues. Since amputated my blues. Lordy, lordy, war is, well, you know, I don't have to tell. Oh, I've got the alcoholic blues, some blues.
Ah, fellow croppers of the Golden Brew, fellow beer drinkers, I just want you to know I am with you. Oh man, I too have been zapped by the arch enemy of our fraternal community, warm beer. You know what I'm talking about. You head for the refrigerator. You just can't wait to get your hands on that cold, frosty can of beer. And what do you see? Tomato juice. Does that stop you? Oh, never. The garage or the safe or wherever you keep your beer, and you get a six-pack. You put it in the refrigerator, and then you wait and wait and wait. Oh, friend, if you were drinking Rheingold's cub-sized cans, you wouldn't have a problem. They're only 7 ounces, so they chill faster. Let you pour a cold glass of beer at a time. They come 8 to a pack, so when one cold one is gone, you've got another cold one waiting. Oh, friend, pick up a pack today and join the fight against warm beer. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
7 ounces. Is that a glass of beer? Gene Shepherd again. I think that was, Viz said that was his favorite, and I can see why. It's very evocative. Before that, we had a mess of cylinders and a Berliner disc. We had, the last one we heard was Vernon Dahlhart's Alcoholic Blues, and I think the popular disc of that was by Billy Murray. But Vernon Dahlhart did a pretty good job with it. 1919, that was originally on a diamond disc and dubbed to a blue amberol, which was what Edison was selling to people who still wanted to hear cylinders. And that's what they heard in 1919. Before that, Happier Times, Arthur Collins, Schooners That Pass in the Night, 1909. Before that, boy, this just makes me thirsty. Billy Murray, Under the Anheuser-Busch, and of course he said Anheuser, which shows you how new that song was. The company hadn't written to them yet to tell them how to pronounce it. 1904, beginning with George Broderick on a Berliner disc from 1900 before the turn of the 20th century. In March 1900, Down Deep Within the Cellar. And I read that for you. That's poetry. And here's Duke Ellington in 1934. And this is poetry too, but without words.
devil's gin. What you looking at me for? Ain't gonna lead me to sorrow and sin no more. No, sir, no more. Too many times you got under my skin. I'm through with you, old square face. Ain't gonna get me again. No, sir, ain't gonna get me again. You say it's time to begin. Well, just once more, might as well bring those pink elephants in. Man, I'm feeling low, old square face. You know, you got me again. Yes, sir. You really got me that time.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jack Teagarden. Well, he could put it away, too. He knew what a quarter gin could do, I'm sure. And that was Eddie's Hot Shots, Eddie Condon. George Dixon, I believe, was the trumpet player on there, and Joe Sullivan on piano. I'm going to stop, Mr. Henry Lee, 1929. Before that, the trumpet player this time was the one who was noted for it. Gene Gefford and his orchestra, Squareface, sung by Wingy Minone. In 1935, Bunny Merrigan was in there doing his stuff. I don't know why they needed Bunny and Wingy on the same session, but apparently they did, and it was good. They both got something to do. Anyway, and that was started with Duke Ellington, Cocktails for Two, in 1934. And now on radio, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you again for listening and for streaming, and both, actually. Here's Ethel Merman in 1940. What a range this show has. We go all the way to the 1900, the 2003, the 1940, and then the 20s. It's not, and it all fits. It should all fit. I'm trying to make it fit anyway. Ethel Merman, make it another old fashioned, please.
Since I went on the wagon, I'm certain drink is a major crime. For when you lay off the liquor, you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, wait on. Make it another old-fashioned, please. Make it another double old-fashioned, please. Join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugees. One high in my castle, I reign supreme. And oh, what a castle built on. Began to crash. So make it another old-fashioned, please. Leave out the cherry.
From cocaine. took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
O'clock this morning when I finally walked into my house. Yes, and all those little men were following me, and I was as nervous as a mouse. You see, I'd been out on one of those parties that didn't break up until 4, and then when I finally woke up this morning, let me tell you what I saw. Pink elephants on the table, pink elephants on the chair, pink elephants were on my ceiling. Yes, yes, they were everywhere. So I put my head right in the bed, and then I said a prayer. And when I finally came to and blinked my eyes, what do you suppose was there? Pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on my wall, and a lavender alligator was running my shoes up and down the hall. Yes, I'm all through making that whoopee, because I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see again those pink elephants anymore. Yes.
Thank you.
table. Pink elephants were on the chair. Pink elephants decorated my ceiling. Yes, they were climbing around everywhere. So I put my head right in the bed, and then I said a prayer. And when I finally came to and blinked my eyes, look ahead, what do you suppose was there? And there were those elephants, yes. They were on the ceiling and on the wall. And there he was, that alligator had my shoe just tearing up and down that hall. Now I'm all through making whooping because I raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see again those pig elephants anymore.
Phil Harris, it's amazing when he was with the Jack Benny program. That was pretty much the character he played, too. Somebody who would probably see that sort of fauna in action after a particularly good night of it. And that was from a radio broadcast, probably a transcription, 1933. And, yeah, around then. Before that, we had Paul Whiteman with Ramona Davies. I Get a Kick Out of You. 1934, that was a Cole Porter number. Before that, another Cole Porter number, Ethel Merman, Make It Another Old Fashioned. Please. Yes. That's nice. Nice stuff. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. I'm going to trim the show slightly, not so you'll notice, but only because I don't want to stay here all night. So I'm going to omit one number from the playlist and proceed. Now here's Reuben Reeves and his River Boys. And Reuben hired a very good arranger, and this was his arrangement, his composition. That was Franz Jackson. Franz Jackson died this week. He was 95. He was an amazing tenor man in the Chicago area. Was well known. Played with everybody. You name who somebody, and he played with them. Louis Armstrong, Fletcher Henderson, he said Jelly Roll Morton toward the end of his life. So. He was the last connection, probably, we had the Jelly Roll. How about that? So here's Reuben Reeves with Yellow Fire. Thank you. That was two great saxophonists you heard right in a row there. That was Adrian Volini and his orchestra with Taproom Swing. Before that, this doesn't pertain to our topic, but it's suitable for the occasion. Franz Jackson's arrangement and his composition, and he was playing on there on a lot of things too. Yellow Fire. That was Reuben Reeves and his River Boys. And now Larry Clinton and his orchestra with B-Way. We're getting toward the end of the 30s here. That doesn't hurt. You Go to My Head. Oh, yes.
It's a big surprise they're waiting for, and all the cars. on the run. Ring, boom, torero. Ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples, they form a ring. For miles around, you hear them sing. Ring, do, da, do, ding, do, da, 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 da.
Doesn't hurt to play one of those once in a while. The Andrews Sisters in 1939, one of their huge, massive, and amazing hits of that year, Beer Barrel Polka. I was thinking of playing the Musette version, but I thought I'd play that one because it has all the words, and you get to hear them rolling out the barrel, and they did. That was nice of them to do that. Before that, Larry Clinton and his orchestra with B. Wayne, and You Go to My Head. That was the best song J. Fred Coots ever wrote, I think. 1938. And now, we all are going to have a barrel of fun next week if you're up to it, and it will be about some other thing. It'll be more friendly to those who don't particularly like the topic I chose tonight. But I had a nice group of streamers and a lot of listeners, I hope, and who enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it too. And yes, I was drinking seltzer, and I was doing so very quietly and carefully. No problem there. I'm Andy Senior, you're for the moment clean and sober host of Radiola, and next week on WHCL 88.7 and WHCL.org, I'll be on at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, tune in at 8 to hear Mark Fuller's show. Mark Fuller is on at 8, and he'll be doing retro radio, rock and roll of the 50s and 60s, and why not? It's good stuff. You'll like that show, and he does such a great job with it, so I commend that, definitely. To your eardrums. Now let's finish, and this is what I'm going to sing right now. I'm going a little bit over, but I would have gone way over if I've kept my whole playlist, so don't mind this. It's 10 o'clock, by the way, so I guess that's a legal ID. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL 88.7 FM. Here we are. We're streaming, we're broadcasting, and this will be up on the Internet in scant hours, perhaps tomorrow sometime.
to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.